might think of hospitals and clinics, but there are so many different opportunities to develop your skills and progress your career here in Australia. Alliance Nursing has partnerships with correctional facilities across the country. So in this episode, we're going to hear from nurses working in this unique clinical setting. Hello, this is Nursing Down Under. Today I'm joined by two Irish nurses working in Australia, predominantly in mental health within the prison system. Billy O'Donoghue is a general nurse with Alliance Nursing. Originally from Cork, he moved to Sydney during the pandemic with five friends who are also nurses. Hello, Billy.
Hello, how are you?
I'd also like to introduce Aaron Lynch. Aaron is a mental health nurse from County Mayo who moved to Sydney early last year. Welcome, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
And we also have with us Anne-Marie Curtis. Anne-Marie is Alliance Nursing's branch manager in New South Wales. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello. Originally from Leitrim.
There you go. Look, we've got people from everywhere today. It's so lovely to have you all together. Billy, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about yourself and your move out to Australia.
So I'm a general nurse. I trained in Chuli IT in County Kerry. I moved out to Australia in August the 12th, 2021, just as the pandemic was starting, kind of off year mainly. Moved out, did my 2 weeks quarantine, and started working pretty much straight away and been working since with Alliance.
So what was it like moving out during the pandemic?
Multiple flight cancellations, but we eventually got going. So we pretty much were out of work for 2 months before we got over here. But once Alliance knew that we actually wanted to come, they helped us get over here and get flights and pretty much got onto the federal government, and they isolated us and got over us that way. So it took a good 2 months to get a flight.
Oh, wow. And it must be a very different kind of working life here in Australia now that we're sort of post-lockdown and quarantine and things that you went through back then.
Yeah, it was good in a way. We got straight into work, so we kind of didn't have much time to think about it. Started working originally in an emergency department in Ryde and got a block booking. So we kind of got settled in that way and got used to the Australian system and a different way than us over here, but at the same time it's the same as home really, just different policies and stuff.
What about you, Aaron? When did you come to Australia and what sort of work have you been doing?
Yeah, so I came to Australia in January 22, so luckily for us it was a little bit more smooth sailing than for Billy. Some of the restrictions around kind of lockdown and stuff had subsided a small bit, so the borders were open at that point for Australia. And the isolation that you had to do with the quarantine, in the 2 week before we arrived. So I didn't have to do that either. So that was a great bonus. So I came out here with four other lad friends as well, all mental health nurses also. It was great. It was very exciting and got our heads stuck into a bit of fun and a bit of work then shortly after that as well. I originally started working just in kind of St. Vincent's public mental health wards there for a couple of weeks. And then shortly afterwards, got the opportunity to work in a Silverwater prison. So that's where I met Billy as well.
So what is it like being a mental health nurse in a prison? I mean, what does it involve and what sort of patients are you seeing?
So I suppose I worked in two different roles in the prison. I originally worked, I suppose, under the primary health, but kind of as a mental health nurse. So I was risk assessing patients who I suppose were at a risk of harm to themselves or a risk of harm to other people. So for example, if somebody voiced that they were feeling suicidal or if they're having thoughts of harming themselves, they would be placed into what we would have called a RIT cell. And basically it was the equivalent of a safe cell. So all their sharps would be taken off them. Their clothes may be taken off them. Anything that they may harm themselves would be taken off them. And then myself and an officer and a welfare person would go around the following day and we would do, I suppose, a mental health assessment on them, a risk assessment, and just kind of see where they're at. And we determine then if they stay in the safe cell or if they could be discharged from the safe cell. So that was kind of my role for the first, I suppose, 6 or 7 months there. That's mainly what I was doing. And then shortly after that, then I moved across to the mental health team.
Aaron, in that setting, I mean, it does sound really, you know, quite unique. Are you ever feeling unsafe? Do you ever feel unsafe in that environment?
Well, I suppose the sort of clientele you're dealing with are people who've committed some, I suppose, horrific enough crimes. You would have, it's maximum security prison. So you'll be dealing with people who've committed murder and sexual assaults and all different things, just assault in general. So sometimes you come across quite aggressive people. But I wouldn't say you'd feel unsafe because there's just such a high volume of officers kind of around. And we never, I suppose, have direct contact with a patient without an officer being present. So I suppose I felt more unsafe in hospital settings than other wards rather than a prison setting.
Yeah, it's so interesting to hear about, I guess, as an outsider, what it might be like in one of those settings. Anne-Marie, is there a big demand for nurses working in corrections or within Justice Health?
There is a very high demand for psychiatric nurses that are willing and able to work within a forensic setting, because you're treating not an inmate, they're a patient. And yes, there's security staff there to support you and keep you safe. But it's very important that the mindset of the nurse is focused on a patient. And so that's quite unique. So there is a very high demand for their skills. But what makes them in higher demand is to have that empathy as well as the clinical skills.
Yeah, and we did hear a little bit about those clinical settings from Aaron. But what specific clinical settings or what roles are you finding that you're filling?
It's across the board. As the lads there mentioned, there's a wide variety within forensics. You can go in and it's primary point of care, and you can go right the way up into a high care setting, drug and alcohol setting. You can do adolescence. So each unit and each facility will have a different focus on patient group. So it can be, you'd be working in Goulburn Jail, which is sounds really antiquated, and it's in rural New South Wales, original New South Wales. But in actual fact, it's very high tech because they have that full suite of services. So you don't get isolated in a particular stream unless you choose to specialise in that area. You can literally cross over the acute mental health, forensics mental health, drug and alcohol. You can do adolescence. There's the whole suite of services there within Justice. And you can do that literally smack bang in the heart of Sydney. Long Bay overlooks a beach, and it's one of our major high security prisons. Or as I say, you can be out in the bush looking after patients in Goulburn Jail or even down in Canberra, which is our nation's capital.
And what experience or qualifications do you need to work in these settings?
It is specialised, and as such, that's reflected in what the client wants and what we look for in the nursing pool, and hopefully within their rewards as well. So ideally, we're looking for somebody who has either taken their primary degree in psychiatric nursing or done a general degree in nursing and then gone on and do postgrad diplomas or postgrad certs within that psychiatric nursing setting. And I noticed that both the lads there mentioned that they had worked in general hospitals when we first brought them over. That's really important for them to get an understanding, for newbies coming into the country to get an understanding of how the Australian system works. It's a bit of a baptism of fire, even if you've worked within forensics at home, to go straight into forensics here when you arrive. It's easier to transfer from a major general hospital into Justice Health. It's easier for the nurses, for them to get to find their feet in a general hospital.
Yeah, Billy, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because you've had some experience or quite a bit of time working within Justice Health. What was it like when you were coming to Australia and working in that setting for the first time?
I actually started off, which is very different again, so it's a one-nurse clinic. About 3 or 4 months, they're full-time hours. And then I eventually transferred out to Silverwater. So kind of starting off there was very challenging because you were obviously by yourself. It was a new system, different way in nursing. And from a general side of view, I suppose, as Aaron said, he found that the wards were nearly more dangerous. For the general side, the wards obviously wouldn't be as risky as what you'd find in prisons. But at the same time, I found Surrey Hills police cells was a good way in introducing myself to the prisons. Then I went out to Silverwater, which I was out there for just over 12 months, I'd say. Really enjoyed that. Very different, very nurse initiated, had to use your own kind of talk. You didn't have a GP there all the time. Didn't always have a doctor to call, didn't have, like, the only backup you'd have medical-wise would be other RNs, both mental health and general. But I really enjoyed it, got great out of it, got a lot of nurse initiating out of it. You had to use, to think of other ways and trying to fix problems. And a lot of the time, access and all that would be obviously difficult with patients. So it was a different way in nursing. You couldn't always do what you wanted to do for the patients, which was a good out there. Then I eventually went up to Macquarie. So I did 5 months working in Macquarie Correctional Centre, which is a long-term stay. So most of the patients up there are sentenced, so they've got given their time. So it's a much more settled prison. It's much more clinical prison. You're planning a lot for when they go home and when they're released, and there's a lot of discharge planning up there. So it's a different way of looking at the patients going home rather than them coming in Silverwater. So I just finished up there a few weeks ago. Yeah, that was very different. The patients were obviously very different patients. They're much more like respectful. They appreciate a lot more what we do for them. So in return, you kind of get more out of your job as well at the same time. So that was the main thing I found up there. Really, you really found a massive difference in all the three different centers I worked in. Every one of them was so different. And it was all like the three different stages of their time in prison.
You know, and when you're up there, like, where are you staying? Is that sort of something that you've got to work out as well?
Yeah, so I suppose when we went up there, we stayed in a motel. So our contract was pretty much Monday to Friday. So me and my friend that I live with went up there. We're both general RNs, and we were actually the only two main RNs up there. So we literally covered all the shifts from Monday to Friday, AM and PMs between us. So we were doing opposite shifts, and we went up for, I think we just went just under 5 months in total. We stayed in a motel. It's a different way in living. We had a house in Sydney, so we had to kind of leave that, move up. You have to come down the weekends then, because the motel is just Monday to Friday situation, and you've nowhere to cook. You've kind of living out lunch boxes for the week. It's really good. I loved it, but you can't do it for too long.
Yeah, so it's good to get the experience, but you don't want to get too used to that motel life. Living out of a suitcase is always hard,
because it does get weird when you live. But the traveling is wearing.
Yeah, I can imagine. And would you encourage other people to try out and do those rural and regional bookings as well, if you are coming to spend some time here in Australia?
For 4 or 6 weeks, it's a whole different way. Obviously, the people are different. The country people are different. The way they live their life up in the country in Australia is so, so different to the city. You think like Sydney's just a bubble and you get on with it. And a lot of the Irish, obviously all Irish, as well as in Coogee and all that. And then you kind of realize there's people living their lives 5-6 hours away from Sydney. And you get to see that way of living. And it's amazing. And you get to kind of become a part of the community in a way. Even though we were there for 5 months, we got to know people around, and people at work, we go out with them, and we made good friends up there. Even so much that we have still met them since we came down to Sydney again since. So that way I would. And it's not just all about Sydney. There's so much different things outside of the city too that you can do. But I think people just presume that everything's, they want something within the city. But it is good to get out and get that experience as well. And it's more rural, so you realize like there's no GPs out there, there's no services like what there is in the city. So it's much harder. So that kind of thing, yeah.
What about you, Aaron? I mean, how did you find the transition from working in Ireland, coming and then working in a prison type setting here in Sydney?
I suppose just a completely different way of nursing. At home, like I would have always worked on wards. I worked on like, say, a locked acute ward in Dublin, which was very busy like for a good few years. And then when you come to a prison setup, it's just everything is done. The fact that it's all based on the availability of the officers to bring you to them, as Billy was saying earlier on. So just the access. So you might have a time frame to get to see as many patients as you want to see, and then you mightn't get to see them again for the rest of the day. So if you miss something during that time, it's just unfortunately, you'll just have to wait unless it's very urgent.
Is that because of the volume of patients? Is that why you might not see them again, or just the way that...
I'm sure it's different in different services, but the fact that, I suppose, in Silverwater, like, there was just huge amounts of patients in the prison and just the staffing levels of the officer. So you wouldn't be able to see someone without an officer. So they just had to stick to their schedule as well. So that it was probably down to the numbers of the patients. Yeah, I'd say more so than anything.
And what sort of shifts are you doing?
Just all AMs and PMs. So I think seven to half three. And then what was the, must have been one to nine. I mainly did the AM shifts because my roles would always kind of happen in the morning time. So like those writ reviews and the mental health assessments, they all happened in the morning. So there wasn't really much room for my roles in the evening time. So I predominantly just did mornings, but Billy would have done a lot more PMs because he would have had more variety to work them sort of roles.
Yeah. And do you find that, you know, you're obviously, you know, getting there, you're interacting. Do you have much interaction with the patients?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like it's all dependent on your social skills as well. You very much have to be dependent. Like it's if you if you keep strictly clinical, I suppose, especially when you're coming from a different culture and a different accent, it's important, I suppose, to try and build up a relationship with the patient as much as you can while you're seeing them. So in order for them, so you can do like a proper assessment, you can try and get the patient to open up a little bit more to you and tell, basically not be withholding information or not be holding anything back. That will be quite important. So it's your social skills are very important, getting to know them. Sometimes just the casual approach with them and kind of having a little bit of a chat and getting to know them small bit first can work better than anything, really.
Well, Anne-Marie, why don't you tell us a bit about Alliance partnerships? Because I know there are certain arrangements that Alliance has with some of these departments.
We do. We've been helping Justice Health for quite some years now. And one of the benefits that we can offer the nurses is the fact that they can go up country, as Billy mentioned. And we can literally go, again, prison cells, where it could be anything. It's not necessarily just mental health. It's obviously just general nursing and primary care, right the way through, as I said earlier, to a full-on prison, high security, high max, smack bang in the heart of the city, where you can be working within the general practice unit, the acute mental health unit. So we have a relationship that's quite robust within Justice Health, and we can move people around should the nurses require and should the clients require. And we try to make sure that we have a strong cohort of experienced nurses that can go to areas of need, very high areas of need. And we work really closely with Justice Health because that's it's a movable feast. Depending on what comes in is the need. So we work very closely with them to be aware of their high needs at any given time, which means that we're communicating. We don't just win the business and walk away. We're communicating with them. We're visiting with them. I've been out to Long Bay a fair few times, which can be quite confronting. I won't lie. But you get to know so much more when you're sitting down and having a sort of on the spot do that. So when we do speak to the likes of Aaron and Billy and whoever to tell them about the roles, we can say we've been there, we've seen it, we've cited it, we know what they're looking for, and hopefully make a more informed decision for them.
And what sort of opportunities can this lead to for nurses working in those settings or working with these different providers?
They can come in on a casual basis where they can just work, such as the prison cells, one or two shifts a week. They can go on a temporary booking basis, as Billy went up country for 5 months and 12 months in different roles. Now, that can lead to permanent as well. So they could go for a permanent opportunity where they join Justice Health directly and they become their main employer rather than us. And that can be also very useful for them to gain permanent residencies. So it can be a pathway to permanent residency if you have the right skills that the Justice Health need at that particular time. Obviously, we want you to stay working for Alliance Nursing because we're the best agency in the world. But we recognise the fact that a lot of people come over and they want permanent residency. You know, I wanted permanent residency when I came over. It's a long-term goal for a lot of people. And this justice pathway can do that. And within that justice pathway, your clinical opportunities can be huge. You could end up as a director of nursing far faster within the prison setting than you could possibly within a hospital setting. So a smaller unit, faster opportunities instead of a huge unit with multiple opportunities. So there's swings and roundabouts to both settings.
Yeah, it sounds like you are getting such a diverse experience, and just hearing from the guys the kind of skills and things that they're needing, you know, you needing to bring to the job. You know, you've got to really be on your game, don't you, when you're working in a setting like that. Aaron, you also work down in Canberra, I understand. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah. So I had a great opportunity there to go down to Canberra and work in a child and adolescent unit, mental health child and adolescent unit. It was brand new, it just opened, brand spanking new, I suppose. And It was great. It was a great experience. I worked down there for 3 months. They brought us down and we did 2 weeks of training before we even opened it. So all the staff that were there, that were hired, there was four Alliance nurses that were brought down to work. And four of us were Irish, of course. And we met some lovely people. Lovely. We got to explore our own culture. So it was great. Yeah, we're looking after teenagers from 12 to 17 who are having mental health difficulties mainly, so a lot of kind of anxiety and depression and a little bit of self-harm. And then there was obviously a few more that were a little bit more serious, who were early onset of psychosis and things like that. So it was quite interesting. It was I'd never done anything like that before, and it was quite it felt like quite the opposite really to the health service, because you're dealing with essentially kids, I suppose. So yeah, it was a nice change, and I really enjoyed it. And I'd probably go back if they ever needed the help.
Yeah, and have you got much to travel much outside of work?
Yeah. So I worked hard while I was down there for 3 months. Tried to put the head down as best I could, and then I decided to take 2 weeks off. Then once I got back, and I went traveling up Western Australia. Yeah, I had a great time. It was so beautiful out there, and we were part of a big crew. We were on a big bus tour, so there was some really really fun individuals on the trip. We had a great time, seen lots and had lots of laughs. Yeah, it was great.
And what about you, Billy? Have you got to do much traveling outside of work?
Yeah, I suppose like Aaron's, it's kind of a case. That's what we kind of do. We kind of get the block bookings, and you do your bit of block bookings, and you kind of treat yourself after block bookings. So after ours, before we went to Macquarie, we did Bali, and after Macquarie, we did New Zealand. So you kind of keep walking your block booking, and you kind of get your few weeks of your traveling in with the bit of money you saved while you were working. And that's what we've been kind of doing since we got over here the last 2 years, is doing our block booking, traveling, block booking. So you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And what advice would you give for anyone, you know, thinking, hey, I'm kind of on the fence, should I move out to Australia? What would you say to them?
Well, for my personal opinion, from being here, I would tell everyone to come over here, at least do at least 12 months. It's not for everyone, but I do think everyone from home that is a nurse should give it a go and just see what it's like. It's a whole different nursing, different people as well. Like, I know obviously at home in Ireland, you work with other people, but the people over here in New Zealand, the way they've been trained, is very different to working with everyone at home that was trained the same way. I would recommend everyone that's a nurse to come over at least and try for 12 months. Not for everyone, but if it does work out and if you love it, you will love it.
What about you, Aaron?
Yeah. I'd be probably reiterating a lot what Billy said. I suppose if you have that itch at all to come and see what it's like, or from a personal point of view, I'd definitely recommend to come out. It's just the work is good. It's quite different, but you'll pick it up the same way you pick up anything. It's lovely culture out here. Lovely, beautiful country. Great weather. So like, there's a lot of pros to coming out. And I suppose if you're feeling homesick, like it's a flight home, it's not a million miles away either. Like it's very doable as well. So I definitely say if you're feeling anyways unsure about coming, try it, and you can always go home again. There's always a safety net there.
Great advice, guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
If you have any questions, don't forget to send a voice message to the Nursing Down Under Instagram page. We'll be playing those in a later episode. Or if you're wanting to get the ball rolling on your working holiday in Australia, reach out to the team by visiting alliancenursing.com.au.